Syria's president implies his country has already received the first shipment of the S-300 anti-aircraft system. Bashar al-Assad says the next shipment will arrive from Russia soon. The Syrian president reiterated his government is determined to immediately retaliate against any Israeli aggression on Syrian territory. Syria's main opposition group says it will not participate in the upcoming U.S.-Russian-sponsored talks aimed at ending the conflict in the Arab state. The so-called Syrian National Coalition claims talks have no meaning while bloodshed continues. Damascus, however, has said it will join the peace talks without any preconditions. Israel has given the green light to the construction of more Israeli settlements in East Jerusalem al-Quds. The new units will be built in the remote neighborhood, which lies in territory Israel occupied in 1967. The international community views all Israeli settlements built on occupied Palestinian territories as illegal. At least six civilians have been killed in a U.S.-led airstrike in Afghanistan's northeastern Kapisa province. Four women and a child were among the victims. The U.S.-led invasion of Afghanistan has led to the deaths of thousands since 2001. Many of those people have fallen victim to U.S.-led airstrikes and nighttime raids. Over 40 people have been killed in a series of terrorist blasts across Iraq. The attacks hit several neighborhoods in the capital, Baghdad, leaving at least 39 people dead and dozens injured. Three people also died after a bomber attacked a police checkpoint in the northern city of Mosul. The United Nations has condemned a two-child limit imposed on Muslim families by the Myanmarese government. The UN deputy spokesman, Eduardo Del Boy, says the ban is a violation of fundamental human rights. He also called on Myanmarese officials to put an end to such practices. Metro train workers in the Portuguese capital Lisbon stage a walkout to protest labor reforms and cuts to benefits. The walkout caused traffic jams and queues at bus stops. Several unions across the nation also organized assemblies at workplaces, disrupting work at offices and factories. Over 150 allegations of sexual abuse have been made against the BBC since the abuse scandal involving former presenter Jimmy Savile. New figures show that of the 81 accused persons, about half are currently employees or contributors to the state-funded British broadcaster. Police have taken no action in most cases.